upset you now.
Yeah, I tell you, something that's bugged me for all my life is the Sunday dinner,
right?
What? It's just a fucking meal, isn't it? People go mad about a Sunday lunch. Oh, yeah, where did you go for your Sunday lunch? Oh, I went to the pub. Oh no, my mum makes the greatest. Does she do the Yorkshires? Yeah, she does the Yorkshires. It's just fucking shit. It's just arguments. That's all it is. It's a house full of arguments, the smell of boiled vegetables, and fucking disappointment. Already on a Sunday, you're losing a meal, right? Because normally in life you get three meals a day, don't you? Your breakfast, your lunch, or dinner, or your tea, or your dinner, yeah. Whatever you, whichever. I'm not into that. I'm not bothered about regionally slating anybody for calling different things. But
right.
You have a big breakfast, then you have a roast dinner. You're fucking all over the place, right?
That's a good point. The Sunday lunch sort of straddles lunch and dinner, doesn't it? It's sort of, you get it at about 4 o'clock.
Yeah, who eats that at 4 o'clock? We're not the royal family. You know, it's just, I don't know what it is. I think it's probably from my childhood as well, where Sundays were quite tense days in our house. Because my mum and dad like to drink. When I say they like to drink, they like to drink.
Yeah.
We didn't like them liking a drink. And so, and because it was a Sunday, the bar would open earlier than normal. And so my mum was like half pissed, you know, and like, just argumentative, teenage kids in the house, drizzle, you know, living in a house that's too small for you. Do you know what I mean?
So just hang on. Do you not go for a Sunday roast, or are you a hypocrite? So do you stand by this so much that you won't eat it? Or do you eat it but you just don't like the fuss?
Or do you eat it under duress?
I stand by this that much that not only do I don't bother with Sunday lunches or going for lunch on a Sunday or going out for a Sunday roast. In one of these pubs that says homemade food. I don't want homemade food. I want pub-cooked food. I don't want your food cooked in your house. How are you getting here?
Home-cooked food is shit. That's why I'm here.
Exactly. I want restaurant-cooked food. I don't want somebody, Gene, coming bringing 35 shepherd's pies on the bus. Anyway, I banned it that much in my family that we don't even have the ultimate Sunday lunch, which is Christmas Day, isn't it?
Oh, you don't
shut
have Christmas Day?
No, banned that as well. Banned it. Banned
no,
Christmas
you
Day.
Haven't. Bollocks.
Check my Instagram feed. You'll see where I am on a Christmas Day.
What do you have then?
I'm having a curry. I'm going out for a curry.
Oh, fair. Do you know what? Fair play. To stick to, I really like that. Because you know what? I love a Sunday roast and I don't love many things. I don't enjoy many things in this life. And one of my things is a Sunday roast. I love it, but I respect you.
Tell me why you love it and I'll see if I'll respect you because I don't think I will.
The potatoes.
Just the potatoes.
Right, I know you come from an Irish background, Sean. Yeah? You fall through every stereotype. Okay. First thing you went to, potatoes. That's where you went straight there.
It's a life of fucking hell. I cannot believe I'm getting racist abuse. This is unacceptable.
Stop conforming to stereotypes then.
Justin, a golden, like a potato cooked in goose fat with like burning golden orange crisp on the edges. Are you fucking joking?
A goose fat. Well, first of all, right, you need to know this as well. There is a caveat here, is that I am vegan.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You have just completely ruined everything you've done. I'm not listening to this shit. It's like, from a vegan. Of course you don't like a roast. I don't know what you would have to have. You'd have to have a nut roast. That's not a roast.
Well, this is the thing. All right, so this is where I'm going to double down now, is like what I hate more than the Sunday lunch and the concept of the roast and the massive big hoo-ha about it and people going on Twitter going, oh, God, I'm so hungover. If only they could do Sunday roast deliveries. They already do. Not only is that, it's vegans having a Sunday roast.
Okay, I'm with you now. Now you're talking my language.
This has actually become the roast roast.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, vegans, like, just join. We don't have to join in with everything. I get angry about some people who say things, well, you've been a sausage. It's not even a sausage. You know, give it a new name. Because that's bizarre. I mean, like, shepherd's pie. Enjoy your shepherd. You know, it's got real shepherd in it, has it? But toad in the hole.
I once, Justin, I once Wikipedia'd why it's called Toad in the Hole, And do you know what?
Nobody knows.
No one knows.
Is that right?
No one
knows.
I've never actually thought about it until I thought about it this much. But Toad in the Hole definitely sounds like it's got sort of sexual connotations, doesn't it?
Well, it does the way I eat it.
Could you imagine?
Lick, suck, or gobble. Sean noshes his Toad in the Hole.
Sean goes down on the batter.
I've never seen someone rim a Toad in the Hole before.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Sorry, that was too far.
Oh God.
That's the other thing about Sunday dinner is that it's the mystique and the sort of thing around it and people going on about. Yeah, people like,
I know what you mean.
I put food on the internet. I do that sometimes. I have to admit I have done that. But when people, and then they put their shit food on, what do you think about that Yorkshire pudding? I think you poured fucking eggs, flour and milk into a hot pan and burnt it. And now yeah. You're fucking dopamine hits.
Oh, people's methods. What I like to do, I like to get the pan really hot, then bring it out, blast it under the cold water, the thing in, and then just straight back in the oven. And what you get then is a really nice crispy consistency. Oh, shut up, mate.
I like to say, what I do with my carrots is I glance at them before I start cutting them.
Yeah, really scare them out. I find they cook a lot better when they're slightly scared. Oh man, yeah, no one's cooking tips. I mean, I don't think I've ever used one either of you. When someone's gone, oh, how I do it is like,
I cooked in lockdown. I got into cooking. I really enjoyed cooking. Locked
this is news.
Yeah, I was cooking Sunday roasts.
Bullshit.
That's not fair. That is not fair. I became a good chef, and then lockdown ended, and I've forgotten. I've forgotten my powers. I literally can't remember how to cook.
Sean, I really like you, Sean. I really, really like you. I've told you this before, in private and in public. I really like you. I think you're a wonderful human being and everything else. But I would never eat anything that you'd cooked.
Yeah, like, yeah, you go like, he's not washed these vegetables, has he?
He's not washed anything.
I am eating pesticide.
Why do you need to wash the vegetables? If they're going to be boiled, why do you need to wash them first?
That is a very good point.
Because you've got to get the dirt off them. You don't want to be eating clean dirt, do you?
Well, I thought this the other day. Why do I have to wash towels? I use them when I'm clean.
Because you wipe up the crack of your ass.
Yeah, but I'm clean. I've just washed. I'm clean and I'm wiping a clean surface, which is me. So why do I need to wash it? I don't need to wash it. I need to dry it.
This is the first time ever you have been referred to as a clean surface.
I am a clean, Sean, clean service.
You are many things, Sean. A clean, clean service. You are not.
No, you're not.
I come out the
fucking riddled.
I come out the shower. I come out the shower. Justin, you can have one of your vegan jar phrases off my bottom. Oh, God. I swear to God.
I reckon you have a shower and then somebody will say to you, did you not take the shampoo in? And you go, oh, yeah.
I've got to admit, I'm not a good like washer. I pretty much just stand in the shower and chill out.
Well, that's not having a shower, is it?
Well, what is it then?
Standing in the shower and having a chill out, just pouring water on you. That's like saying, why am I washing myself when I can just sweat the dirt away?
My missus came in the other day, like she was like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was like, what? And she's like, why aren't you washing? And I was like, I'm just chilling out.
What were you looking at?
I think it was the wall.
I don't know why this has
created an awkward silence. I'm clean. I'm just saying that I don't see why you have to wash the carrots before you boil them. And also, why do you have to wash towels if they're wiping a clean surface, of which I am, after a shower, but not much longer afterwards?
You wash yourself like most people wash veg.
You should get a colander in the bottom of your shower.
God knows what you'd find in there. I'd love
well, the plug hole, the plug hole kind of is a colander, isn't it? It's a mini colander.
Very good point.
It is, yeah. I didn't think we'd get this philosophical.
It's what happens. Yeah. It's what happens when you chat to us two. I like to get deep quickly, and washing carrots is my kind of philosophy.
Mr. Blobby.
Oh.
I've carried this around for a long time, and I know it's ephemeral, and I know it's nothing important, and I know that I can just ignore it, but I can't. I can't ignore it. I can't ignore that stupid fucking twat.
What?
Ugly-eyed fucking knobhead.
Oh, my God.
Funny arms and, hey, blubby, blubby. It's just not funny at all. It isn't funny. It makes me so fucking angry. Like, I don't mind mascots. I quite like, you know, to see a mascot at a sporting venue or something like that. But Mr. Blobby was just, what they did one day is they went, right, let's take the, you know, the anarchy of Emu, which was, another
great
annoying
name
thing.
For a punk band, by the way. Sorry, I feel like I'm sort of
getting,
the anarchy of the Emu.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah, they take that Emu and they go, oh, that was that did things. But then they make him a long-running character. That show was awful anyway.
Oh, my God.
And him, that Neil Edwards, he's called, really. He calls himself Nolte.
Just to make him sound exotic.
So hang on, what's your problem with... hang on, when was the last time that Mr. Blobby annoyed you? It's pretty vintage.
Just now, when I think about him, I do think about him.
he's living rent-free in your head.
It's the voice, it's the eyes, it's the sort of... do you know what it is? Because every time I see him, I go straight back to the meeting that they had at Crinkly Bottom HQ or whatever. We'd come up with an anarchic character that's going to cause chaos at Crinkly Bottom Mansion. And they came up with this, and it is like the idea of like a creature designed by committee, you know, and he comes up, oh, Mr. Blobby, oh! And you know what? I mean, in the post-Me Too generation as well, very handsy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Very handsy, very over, very kind of big, very anonymous. I mean, it's almost like an allegory for show business, isn't it? You know, vacuous talent. You can't hear what he's saying. No one knows who's behind it, who's running it. Lives without impediment. And then they built theme parks based on this fucking cunt.
Did they? What?
There's theme parks.
What are you on about?
Blobby.
They made Blobby World.
You're fucking joking.
Blobby World. You can't, yes. You couldn't have something called Blobby World nowadays. You couldn't have Mr. Blobby. You couldn't, like, sure.
I think you're talking about my local Weatherspoons, mate.
That would be fat shaming now, wouldn't it? If you had a theme park called Blobby World.
Crinkly Bottom, also popularly referred to as Blobby Land, was the operating title for a series of British theme parks operating in the 90s.
Oh,
and there was one in
Somerset,
one in Morecambe, and one in Suffolk.
Three
of them.
What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Horrible, isn't it?
It's very horrible. There was him, and then there was Crazy Frog. Is that the same thing?
No, Crazy Frog is an internet thing, and that was fine. That's kind of a character that was built. But this was a man in a costume. It was, you know, it was all that so 90s gunging and fucking... Oh, I don't know why it makes me angry.
Paul loves the 90s. Mr. Blobby, if we were in some kind of thing where you got to decide whether Mr. Blobby could stay in the 90s or not, can it stay? Do you associate that with the 90s?
I suppose it's one of those things if you kind of... You'd have to leave it in, wouldn't you? If you take it out, it's sort of... I mean, it's kind of... It's annoying... but iconic at the same time. You know, if you had like a Peter Kay video where it was all sort of 90s icons, Blobby's going to be there, isn't he? He's making the start in 11.
Well, he's on that thing, Show Me the Way to Amarillo thing, isn't he?
Exactly.
He's on that.
Oh, you know, right, there you go.
He's doing all that, isn't he? So I've just been thinking about it, and I remember this story, and there was a rave at the one in Somerset, and they ruined it after it'd been closed down. And they had a rave there. People took it over and everything else. But there's a brilliant line, and it says, people said it was disrespectful.
To Blobby?
Yeah.
Bloody. That was the fantastic Justin Morehouse. Absolutely loved that. Thank you so much to Justin for coming on. And if you enjoyed that, Justin will be at the Edinburgh Festival throughout the month of August with his show Stretch and Think. Cannot recommend him enough. Absolutely brilliant comedian. That is at the Gilded Balloon Teviot at 7:30 every day. Go see him. And speaking of Edinburgh, we are there. We are doing a live version of the podcast every day at 4:30 at the Pear Tree. It is pay what you want. Come along. It's going to be great fun. We've been working on what we're going to do with the show. And also, I am doing my own solo show at 7:30 every day at the Underbelly. We go again. I'd love to see you all there. Please buy tickets. There'll be details for that in the episode notes. And Sean is also doing a fantastic stand-up show.
Yes, after you've caught Paul, go and catch some dinner. Then at 10 p.m, you can see me at the Stand One. That's at 10 p.m. at the Stand One with my new show, Sean Walsh is Dead. Happy now?